Books on Tape presents April Fool Dead by Carolyn Hart. Read by Kate Redding. 1. The early morning sun slanted through the pines, throwing huge shadows across the dusty gray road. Bob Tower's face was flushed, his heart beat elevated. He was suffused with runner's euphoria, his arms swinging easily, his stride long, his shoes thudding rhythmically on the soft dirt. He smiled, at peace with the world. When his run was over, Jesse waited for him, eager and loving. The kids would be off to school. God, what a wonderful... He was thinking of Jesse, already loving Jesse in his mind, when the Jeep careened around the curve. Suddenly the roar of the motor was upon him, louder and louder and louder, enveloping him. His head jerked. For an instant he looked into the eyes of the driver. Pain was sudden and absolute, overwhelming, unendurable. Crumpled in the ditch, too hurt to moan, eyes clouding, throat closing, the last thing Bob heard was the dwindling of sound as the Jeep raced away. Tulips bloomed in red glory in a circular bed in front of the high school. Teresa Caldwell was chair of the Moms Committee that had planted the flowers, kept the weeds pulled. She'd been presented a plaque at the recent Mother's Daughter's Banquet. To Teresa Caldwell, who always puts her family first. Teresa bit her lip. Why had she looked at the damn flowers? She didn't want to think, didn't want... Mom, stop! We're here. Lily's voice, sullen. Teresa was accustomed to Lily's exasperated tone when confronted with what she judged to be yet another example of parental stupidity. Teresa had struggled with irritation at being viewed as only marginal.